This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. A lot of concern about Ebola. So I hate when you hear people mispronounce it. Ebola. I think it's Ebola. I don't know. I think it's long E, or is it eh? Like eggs. Is it eggs? 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 Eggs or eggs? Ebola. Ebola. All right, a lot of talk about Ebola. I call it Ebola. I'm sorry. We're going to kind of review some of the drugs that are out there. Why now it's an international emergency? Why wasn't it an international emergency a couple weeks ago? Right, when the death toll was up to 700, why are we waiting till 963 to finally say it's an international emergency? So we're going to talk about that. Then Fox News is reporting how a Las Vegas family reportedly faces $1.2 million in medical bills because there was a typo due to the Obamacare exchange. They've even had to get lawyers involved. There is a new non-invasive method to identify patients with colon cancer. Right? Researchers were able to scoop up a whole bunch of poop and really dissect and dive in and knead into that poop and figure out how to identify people with colon cancer. Pretty cool stuff. All right. And then I thought this was fascinating. We got to look at this. Apparently, you could watch water run up a wall. Scientists have figured out how to defy gravity. This is like super duper cool. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, the big topic of the last few weeks, in addition to what's been going on in Iraq and the Gaza-Israeli ceasefire, is this Ebola outbreak. It has been a very tumultuous week or two in the media. Where I'm a little nervous is I've been interviewed a lot regarding Ebola, and one of the first or second questions I get asked is this just media hype? Okay, we're talking about a very deadly disease. We all saw outbreak. Some of us saw contagion, even though outbreak had to do with Ebola. And, I mean, we know the potential of what viruses could do, especially when you have Dustin Hoffman, who, yeah, he's a good actor, but, I mean, you know, he really had to try to stretch in this movie. You know, this is, to me, this is very, very serious. But I find it very perplexing that you have people distrusting the media. They think this could just be a whole bunch of hype. Okay? Please don't. Please don't. Look at the world we're in. In the olden days, you would listen to the news, and you would be informed by the news. Now, news looks like a whole bunch of propaganda from both sides. When there's a crisis, people don't complain about the president. They don't complain about the recession. It makes headlines. They could sell advertisers, TV and radio. Everybody's all excited and up in a bunch. Guys, no. I'm telling you right now, take this Ebola seriously. Take it seriously. Now, the reason why we aren't telling you in the media to take it seriously in those words, because what are you supposed to take? What are you supposed to do? Okay, we really don't have any medicines out there that you can do. I mean, I talked to my nearby laboratories, and I said, look, we're going to be coming into flu season. And like, Dr. Dahlia, what are you bothering us now for? Well, shut up for a second. Here we go. We're going to be coming into flu season. And in flu season, people walk in with flu-like symptoms. High fever, body aches, feeling like crap. Now, Ebola will differ. from regular flu, and that technically it's not supposed to be transmitted by airborne, even though saliva, which seems to get sprayed on your family member when you do a big sneeze, saliva can carry Ebola. So this is a little tricky, but technically, as opposed to flu being airborne, Ebola is not supposed to be airborne. You have to have direct contact with the bodily fluids. I'll let you guys decide whether droplet transmission or airborne is a fine line. All right, Ebola will also come on with a rash. Okay, many of them will get a rash, kind of a petechial type rash, because they're hemorrhaging. And then a lot of times Ebola, in its more end stages, you'll have bleeding from some of the orifices. Now, I don't want to wait for any of my patients to start bleeding from some of their orifices. Okay? I mean, I look at enough orifices. I don't want to have to inspect any more orifices than I already do. And so I don't want to wait. If I detect or I think somebody is fighting Ebola, immediately, I'm going to want treatment instituted immediately. Now, thank God it's July. It's what, August right now, right? It's August? Okay. So, thank God if somebody comes in, all right, you know, with Ebola symptoms, I think we'll be ready. I'm a little nervous about what's going to happen when it's flu season and everybody's coming in with a fever. I can't tell you how many patients a day I get coming in with high fever. Now, I'm going to want to diagnose them with what's the most common, the flu, when it's flu season. Well, you got the fever, you got the body aches, I don't see a rash, go home, it's the flu, take some Tamiflu. That does nothing for Ebola from what we understand. So I could possibly be sending people home that has Ebola once we're into flu season. This could be some pretty spooky stuff. Now, I know we all made a lot of jokes about the CDC bringing over two infected Ebola patients. Okay, Dr. Brantley and Nancy White, I forget her last name at the top of my head. God bless these two for putting their lives on the line to help people in West Africa having Ebola, them coming down and being afflicted themselves. We hear they're doing good. Dr. Brantley, who received the experimental serum first, I believe, doing well. I mean, he's able to walk around. His family can only talk to him through glass. He's still quarantined. But I'm not worried about people coming to America through the CDC hazmat setup they have, although I still don't understand why we don't have an offshore facility for the CDC to do their work. I don't understand why they have to be flown into Atlanta with a stopover in Maine, and who knows what other hub they decided to stop into to refuel. But anyway, I'm not that worried, and I'll tell you why in terms of that. But let's look at what's out there in terms of treatments and how you should be cautioned. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Shane, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. Download The Dr. Dahlia Show app. You can listen to all the interesting facts and even minutia and sometimes just the crap I talk about that I do all week long. My show is Monday through Saturday, so please check it out and tune in. I really appreciate it. I know you guys have plenty of other choices out there. Okay, so there's been a pretty big rat race going on now between some companies. I think there's four runners, right, or front runners right now in trying to come up with the Ebola treatment and the Ebola the vaccine. Okay, so we have a vaccine we need worked on, and we also need a treatment that needs worked on. Okay, so that's why you're kind of hearing, well, we got this ZMAP, and then we got this other company over here, and there's, I know it seems a little confusing, but there's a couple things going on right now. All right, one of the drug companies was halted in their pursuit of coming up with a drug because, of course, the FDA, I don't know, they wanted something, you know, written on something else, and there was some bureaucratic something going on. Finally, the FDA, from what I understand, has knocked down that key barrier, so TKM, Tecmira Pharmaceuticals, can now move forward with its TKM Ebola, all right? And it can move forward with it trying to get to some of these patients. The FDA had moved the drug from a full hold to a partial hold, which means Tecmira can now use the drug in limited experiments. Now, some of you guys are looking at your watch going, how long is this going to take? We've been told that we may not have anything on the market. And mind you, this is speedy for 4 months. Okay, we kind of need this now. But no one was working on it. One of you had asked me earlier in the week, why now are we finally getting our poop together? Why didn't we start this earlier? Well, because remember, it's all supply and demand. And money makes the world go around. If a pharmaceutical company thinks that they are not going to cash in after they spent millions upon millions trying to develop a drug, they are not going to jump, up on their feet and start getting to work on something unless they know. I mean, right now it's a little scary for some of these companies, which is why it's a race, because whoever makes it first, all right, is going to probably get the biggest profit. Although a company with a second drug or a company with a third drug should still be able to do well. They're not going to make as much money as that first company that beats them to the punch. All right, so we talked about the different types of treatments that are out there or that they're trying, okay? One of which has to do with these monoclonal antibodies, where what they do is they treated these two aid workers from West Africa who they brought to the United States was a monoclonal antibody treatment they made from infected mice. You basically can inject the virus into a cell, but with a genetically engineered gene. This is like total manipulation. Okay, you thought your ex-wife was manipulative. I mean, what we could do in a lab is really, really manipulate. And it could force a host to express a protein or a certain antibody. You could take that antibody, purify it, and then use it for a human that doesn't have those antibodies so it could turn around and fight the disease. Okay, do you guys understand how the whole antibody thing works? You know, you're walking around, you get stung by a bee, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Got stung by a bee, it hurts, no big deal. Okay, but the body's like, wait a second, okay, we got something foreign here. Okay, we need to figure this puppy out. It's kind of foreign. So it kind of figures the puppy out, goes, this is interesting, we got some bee sting something, got a little venom, I don't know what the hell this is, and it makes these antibodies. Your lymphocyte cells, you got the white cells and the red cells. Red cells carry oxygen, your white cells fight diseases. These white cells decide to make these little antibodies that can figure out the shape and be able to bind to the shape of something that's in its body in the future. Now you get stung by a bee a second time or third time, you may be fine, nothing may happen, or you may go into a full-blown anaphylaxis because now your body's like, whoa, all right, guys, we're ready, you know, get all the troops. And then you start going into a whole big thing where you stop breathing and all your inflammatory cells go crazy, which is why some people are allergic to bees, some people aren't, and why it's usually not the first bee sting that gets you, it's the subsequent ones. Why? Because it takes a while for your immune system to figure out what it's got and make these antibodies. So now you and I have never been exposed to Ebola. Okay? Nothing may happen, or the poop could hit the store, the fan, and we could completely get sick from this virus. So you want to have antibodies, assuming you won't become anaphylactic. You want to have antibodies to fight the disease so it can't cause this hemorrhagic fever where you start to have bleeding and cell breakdown. So if we can't make our own antibodies because we've never seen it, you want to give the antibodies to you to fight, or you want to give a vaccine, a fake Ebola, fake it out, whether it's a dead virus or a very weakened form of the virus, so your body then knows how to make these antibodies to fight it when the real potent sucker comes into play. So there's two ways to do it, okay? You know, like tetanus. Some of you guys get a tetanus vaccine when you go to the ER. Sometimes you get actual tetanus immunoglobulin. You're like, well, what the heck is the difference besides the price? Well, the immunoglobulin means we think you have tetanus, and we want to help fight the tetanus off, so we're giving you antibodies to fight the tetanus. The vaccine is something to promote your body to make the antibodies, okay? I know, this is a Dr. Dahlia show. It is really painstaking to try to make some of this boring mumbo-jumbo understandable. That's how I understood it. And trust me, I was in medical school squinting and scratching my head and scratching my butt and trying to figure this stuff out. That's how I learned it. And that's how I was able to understand it. Now, we were talking about earlier in the week about tobacco plants, where we may have to be nicer to the tobacco industry. Uh-oh, I have a hairball. I got some hair in my mouth. No, no, it's not Ebola. Oh, that stinks. Sorry, I got some hair in my mouth. That's what happens when your hair is long and you talk too much, you start swallowing your hair. Okay, I think it's out. All right, sorry. About to cough up a hairball. Where was I? Plants. Okay, tobacco companies. Tobacco companies have been ridiculed as the bad guy. Well, now some researchers are really cuddling up to the tobacco companies because they think they can make Ebola antibodies using plants. Hence, planty bodies. This is really cool. Remember I said you could use a mouse? You could inject the virus that'll have a genetically engineered gene that'll help the cells make the antibody you want them to. The plants could do the same thing, but mind you, a plant is a hell of a lot cheaper. A tobacco plant grows quickly and is a heck of a lot cheaper than a cell culture in a lab. You could mass produce Ebola vaccine from a tobacco plant. Now, I have no idea how far along they are with this. They still need to get approval. All right. I don't know if any tobacco companies even want to show their face because Congress sure has, you know, really dealt them a lot of blows. And mind you, I'm not a fan of cigarettes by any means. It's just I am a huge fan of capitalism, and I am a huge supporter of something that you would think could be toxic can turn around and actually help save lives. I mean, look at botulism. Botulism kills. Yet we've been able to turn around and use it for paralysis and migraines and laryngeal issues, voice box issues. And then, of course, something that I am going to be using on a daily basis probably, skin wrinkles. So just because something is considered bad doesn't mean it's damned and it's bad for the rest of its life. Okay, so Ebola. All right, we've quickly reviewed what some of the symptoms are. High fever, headache, joint muscle ache, sore throat, weakness, stomach pain, lack of appetite. This could look like the flu very easily. When it gets nasty is when you start getting the rashes, all right, because you're kind of bleeding underneath the skin, and when you start to bleed from the orifices, certain orifices, mouth, ears, etc. Pretty scary stuff. Coughing up blood, nose bleeds, eye bleeds, etc. Now, the incubation period is anywhere from 2 to 21 days, which is why trying to seal up the border now, yeah, I can understand how that would help sealing up their border. You can't technically medically seal America's border because 3 weeks ago somebody with Ebola could have already gotten here. Okay? You know, I mean, I understand we want less people with Ebola coming to the United States, but it could be very difficult if the incubation period is about 21 days. If it takes about 3 weeks for the sucker to cook, right, and then starts its nasty sequelae, we may not, you know, be able to even have a handle on this. All right, we're going to get to some medical news and your medical questions. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBloomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so scientists now believe that they have a new cool method of detecting colon cancer, maybe without you needing to go through the colonoscopy, even though I still think the colonoscopy is one of the best tests ever. Because, you know, they take out the little polyps, so they can never turn to cancer. So when you leave, you really feel pruned. You feel like, good, I'm not going to get cancer after doing this test. You know, it really makes you feel good. You know, because they usually don't let you go out of there, you know, walking around with some polyps unless they need you to come back and get more if you have lots of polyps. So it's pretty cool stuff. Now, there was a stool test, don't mix this one up, with an antigen test where they realized that if you have colon cancer, you give off an antigen or kind of like this this protein marker. It's a marker that can be picked up in the stool. So you can do a stool test. If you have the antigen, they go, oh, okay, well, some of your cells are expressing cancer. They say it may be too late to figure, you know, out colon cancer that way. And what if that piece of poop is kind of hiding or obscuring? Lots of things hide in poop. You know, and it, you know, it's a big chunk, and they don't, you know, look at every single piece of the poop to find the antigen. So, according to this research, they think that if you have colon cancer, you have different bacteria than non-colon cancer patients. All right? The study was carried out by students at the, or the scientists, I was going to say. The students got stuck with that one. Scientists at the University of Michigan. They gathered fecal matter, according to DiabetesInsider.com. This is cool that they're talking about poopies. Gathered fecal matter from a sample of 90 participants in hope that they could find a correlation between the presence of certain bacteria types and risks of colon cancer development. So they all got their gloves on, and they really kneaded it in there, and they really, really mix it up really nice and juicy. And then they took a look. They took a control sample of 30 healthy individuals who had not developed colon cancer, and they sampled patients that had been diagnosed with colon cancer. Whilst these samples, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, they spelled fecal in this article, F-A-E-C-A-L. Whenever they try to do that old English type way of spelling, when you look at fecal, faecal, you know, it doesn't look, you know, it looks a little bit more classy. So they say, whilst these samples were only carried out, I get what whilst means. It's like while, isn't it like a conjunction? Whilst these samples, whilst is probably a cross between while and although. Well, then just call it while-wo. Anyway, well, although these samples were only carried out on a small scale, the method of identifying the form of cancer, they say so far, looks very, very promising. And researchers claim that the method is very effective. The scientists do concede on the poo-poo that they would need to carry out the research on a large scale. What that means is the subjects only poo-poo just a little bitty bit. And they need somebody from the wax family, my family, to really drop a whole toilet bowl of stool. I tell you, man, we clog toilets wherever we go. I can't tell you how many of our friends' bathrooms. I don't understand it. I really don't. It's not even the amount that we eat. It's just we really make. What was that? Wasn't there some Aesop's fable where they were laying golden eggs? You can't lay golden eggs, and that's just what they made. I know. I wish we could be hired for something. Anyway, okay, so what are they saying here? They say our data show that gut microbiome analysis, okay, bacteria in your poop, has the potential to be a new tool to non-invasively screen for colon cancer. We don't think it would ever replace the current colorectal cancer screening approaches. Rather, we see it as complementary. When has stool ever been complementary? I'm sorry. Alright. One of you asked me, I need to stop here. One of the emails you guys sent me, it's a very important email. All my emails are important. No question is stupid, okay? Just because I giggle when I talk about it doesn't mean any question is stupid. I appreciate it. One of you had said that you know when you're going to have a skid mark, or you know when you leave stool on your rectum after you wipe, if you didn't get it enough, because you burn later in the day. Why does stool burn if it's supposed to be neutral? Okay, it's not neutral. Stool is acidic, which is why if you don't wipe completely clean, although I don't want you to bleed or anything, I mean, you know, but if you have difficulty wiping, you know what you do? You could use, if you're ever burning, I'll tell you why it burns in a second, but if you're ever burning, some of those tucks that are kind of soaked in witch hazel. They're not supposed to be, you know, wipe wipes. I mean, you could use a baby wipe, but sometimes some of those tucks help if you really, really had a bad poop and now you burn from it. And you have some hemorrhoids. Those tucks are really, really nice. Okay, but remember, if you ever bleed, you got to go to the doctor and get checked because you're going to be bleeding for another reason. But the reason why it burns is because stool is acidic. Okay, remember, stool is usually, remember, you have the stomach acid. And that stomach acid churns and it just, you know, tears it to pieces. Then you have the small intestine. The small intestine adds enzymes. They may help with some of the acidity, but overall you're still a little acidic. Okay? On top of that, now your stool is in the colon, and what's the job of the colon? To help suck out the water. Help, reabsorb water from the stool. So now, any neutralizing agent you had with your water is out. On top of all that, you have bacteria in the poo-poo. And the bacteria, I don't want to say stool. Stool just makes no sense. I don't want people thinking I'm like a hardware store talking about tables and stools. Well, say poo-poo. The poo-poo has bacteria. And as many of you know, bacteria make acid. Bacteria cause a very acidic environment. Have you guys ever drained an abscess and it kind of stunk, rank kind of acid? That's acidity. Why do you think your mouth tastes sour a lot of times in the morning? It's the acid from your stomach and it's the acid from the bacteria. So, no, I'm not on acid. I'm talking about acid from the poop. Come on, people, pay attention. So, yeah, so your poop is acidic. So now you don't have a clean break. Was it Richard Pryor who said you need to have a clean break? By the way, you know how you need a clean break, right, guys? Okay, clean, we should talk about this one more time. We don't have too much news. Okay, everybody wants a clean break, and a lot of times you don't get that. And in order to get a clean break, you need to be able to time that bowel movement perfectly. Between not being too mushy, having that time to sit in the colon long enough to get the water absorbed and form stool, but not too hard, because otherwise it's constipated. And, you know, like Goldilocks, right? Like, you know how with Goldilocks, you had the porridge was too hot or too cold or just right? That's what you need with the stool. It has to be perfect. I probably get maybe one of those maybe once a month, and I usually post it on Facebook because I'm like, yay, you know, because it's great. You almost don't even need toilet paper. That's how good it is, and that's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be having skin marks and all that other stuff, but yeah, you do get acid. The acid causes breakdown of the skin. It causes inflammation, and it's extremely important to make sure that your bowel movements are definitely hydrated with plenty of water. It neutralizes it. It helps the poop go, and you're good. Now, some of you say, well, eat less acid, acidic foods. Thing is some apples and oranges, these kinds of things help you poop. And trust me, nothing is more acidic than what's going on in your stomach as it is. So I really wouldn't worry about shaving off acidity from your foods. If a cup of orange juice makes you poop in the morning, just go ahead and do it. All right, so anyway, the bacteria could be different in colon cancer patients. That's the gist of that. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about this family here in Nevada being reported. This story's been reported nationally, where their medical costs have now reached over $1 million in medical bills because when they were on the Nevada Health Link to sign up for a plan, something got screwed up with like a date. And because of that, now insurance won't pay. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, trust me, this brings me absolutely no joy seeing families in my hometown having issues with Obamacare to the degree that they're having. And this is something that should be so simple to fix. Unfortunately, a Nevada family right now, being reported by Fox News, is grappling with more than $1 million in medical bills after the insurance they bought on the Obamacare exchange refused to pay claims over some issues, including a typo. All right. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports that Kynell and Amber Smith have been dealing with this for over 6 months when Amber Smith delivered her baby 5 weeks early. She was in the hospital for over 40 days. She also needed 2 surgeries. But Anthem Blue Cross Insurance said that they had purchased with the Nevada Health Link, allegedly is not paying the claims. The payments are being denied because the mother's birth year, they say, is incorrectly listed on the insurance card. It should be 1979, but instead the birthday is listed 1978. I know. Hey, you know what? This is exactly what we doctors have been dealing with, all right, all these years. Why do you think so many doctors are trying to go to a cash practice? They are sick and tired of not getting paid for some simple little typo. You kidding me? Who gives a damn if she was born in 1979 or 1978? You pay the, you know, and mind you, I've worked with Blue Cross Blue Shield. They're actually one of my favorite insurance companies to work with. I've worked with them for 15 plus years. I've had a very good rapport with them. But the exchange was so screwed up. I don't know, it was like Xerox or somebody that had Xerox company had set up the Nevada Health Link, and I think they were removed, and I think we hired another company to come in, and not me personally, but I think our state hired another company to help with the Nevada Health Link, etc. An Anthem spokeswoman did put the blame on Xerox, particularly the problem over changes to birth dates. Xerox reportedly told the insurance company the only way to add a baby is to cancel the plan and reissue it. Now, right now, the family is facing over $1.2 million in medical bills, which is extremely frustrating for anybody. So, obviously, the doctors, the hospitals aren't getting paid. The patients are being freaked out that they have a $1.2 million bill that is not getting addressed by the insurance. The insurance is like, wait a second, hold the phone. From what we understand, there's a lawyer involved, and we understand that there has been communication now that it's been so public, but the family has said for months they couldn't get anywhere. This is exactly what a lot of us deal with. I had that too. You know, I had a surgery for the first time in years, and they said it was pre-existing. It was for a pre-existing reason. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I never had this issue before in my life. And you know, you couldn't get a voice. You couldn't get a person on the other end. Remember, insurance companies are designed to be a company. Just like a pharmaceutical company, just like an engineering company, just like a law firm, companies have to make money. And they are going to staff only as much as they need. They are going to pay only as much as they, you know, have to pay. And if there's an out, these companies will find it. I've been dealing with insurances taking outs my whole career. And I have to spend so much time fighting these outs. It's ridiculous. All right? And the outs hurt you guys because we have to be so forthcoming and so open about what we did to you medically. Where the heck is your privacy? What it should be, actually, it should be a few things, okay? I mean, one is the doctor doesn't work, just pay the doctor, leave the patient out of it, as long as the patient is paying the premiums. And the patients, in this case, paid the premiums. Number two, or it should be patients pay the doctors, and then they get reimbursed by the insurance companies. I like that one. I know you guys don't. I know. I want to put you guys through that. It sure would make us doctors' lives easier. Just pay us, like a discounted rate, and then you try to get the money from the insurance company yourselves for 90 days, 180 days, and, you know, hours and hours of using billing and billing software and billers, and by the time you spend money getting paid on the claim, you basically are under. But I get that. I get that. You know, or we just come up with a system where we don't need insurance companies anymore. Yeah, we've talked about this. Why do we have insurance companies? We have insurance companies because when you go to the doctor or you go to the hospital, they are going to give you a rate. If you are contracted with an insurance company or the hospital is, then that doctor and that hospital will agree to a lower rate just for you guys. So Blue Cross Blue Shield has their own special rate. United has their own special rate. These companies have their own special rate. Okay? So you are basically paying for the insurance company to negotiate for you. Why? Just, let's just get all this out of the equation. I know some of you are like, well, wait a second, but, you know, why are the two surgeries over $1 million? Well, remember what happened. Okay, doctors weren't getting paid what they asked for. And they found that they were getting paid a percentage of what they asked for by these insurance companies. So, years ago, they decided to raise the total cost so the percentage could be livable. I did that once. I did a urinalysis on somebody. I only charged $5 to the insurance company. They paid $5 when they really would have paid $7.22. So I had to raise my rate to $10, so I got the $7 that they were paying everybody else. But if I only charged $5, I would only get $5. I wouldn't get what they allow. It's a stupid system. Okay? How much is a urinalysis worth? It depends. It could be worth any, you know, I mean, I'm okay with not getting paid for urinalysis, but after a while, if you never get paid, why am I gonna pay for a nurse to run them? Why am I gonna pay to process them? Why am I gonna pay for the kids? So, you know, money drives everything. And, right now we're in a system where if you go to a doctor without insurance, the total bill is astronomical. Now, what's very interesting is with this recession and with Obamacare, we're seeing more and more cash discounts just automatically given. You know, when I was in one of the hospitals here in town, phenomenal hospital, they thought I didn't have insurance because my insurance was so bad. So they had automatically given me a cash discount. I mean, I didn't even have to negotiate with them. Then when I said, but wait a second, I have insurance. Then when they saw the crappy deductible, my bill doubled. Because I had to pay. I know, I shouldn't have said anything. I'm honest. Then, yeah, I had to pay the whole thing. That stunk. All right, so anyway, I think we should just go back to a system where you see the doctor or you go to the hospital and they have the bare minimum rate. That's the rate. Now, I know the reason why they have insurance companies is because nobody could trust the hospital, nobody could trust the doctors, nobody could trust the lab. The prices are going to go up again. Well, then insurance companies will come back. Now, we'll never see a system like that again because our country is already going to socialized medicine. We're going to have a single-payer, government-run healthcare system that is going to control everything and it's going to completely blow. And that's where we're moving. But, I mean, did we ever think about doctors just charge $25? Forget about insurance. Just charge $25 or just charge $50. If you want a urine, you pay the $5 or the $7. You want an EKG, you pay the $25. You want an X-ray, you pay the $40 or whatever. Okay? Get insurance out of the equation. Now, remember, insurance used to be good. You would only have $10 or $20 taken out of your paycheck, and you could go to the doctor for almost free. Okay? That's never going to happen again. It's a shame. It's just not going to happen. Everybody out there is getting now nickel and dimes from their insurance carrier, from wherever they go for health care. And I don't want to use the word nickel and dimes because it's a negative. But right now, everybody is scrounging around because everybody's losing their profits. And it's extremely frustrating for you. I feel bad for this Nevada family. I hope things get worked out for them, but it's a crappy situation. All right, guys, we've got a lot more to talk about later in the week. Make sure you tune in. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
Hang me down,
you better hang me down.
Hang me down,
hang me down
to the little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
You better hang me down,
hang me down, hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.